Dom, co-director Dominique Abel, is the night clerk in a quirky hotel beside the harbor in the French city of Le Havre. He makes himself a sandwich and doesn't notice that as he pounds the bottom of the ketchup bottle, the cap falls into the sandwich and is covered up. He sits in front of a tiny television in the back office, and just as he's about to eat, the bell rings. It's a customer with a small white dog. Dom says no dogs allowed. The customer leaves, and Dom returns to the TV and the sandwich. The bell rings. It's the same customer, with the dog so obviously hidden in the man's suitcase that the suitcase walks up the stairs. But Dom gives him a room and returns to the sandwich. The bell rings, and this time it's a woman, Fiona, co-director Fiona Gordon, who also wants a room, but first announces that she is a fairy and will grant him three wishes. He makes two, a motor scooter and a lifetime supply of gas. He gets them, but he doesn't get to eat his sandwich. Fiona does. The fairy creates a world of unexpected events and connections. That white dog will matter later in the film, well after you've forgotten it, and so will the top of the ketchup bottle. Sometimes characters wind up together for reasons that have nothing to do with conventional ideas of story. For unrelated reasons, Fiona and a young man are both running away from people who are chasing them. They wind up side by side in the middle of the same street, shake hands while they're running, and then part ways. The fairy's a movie of constant mind-boggling surprises. When Fiona and Dom go swimming together, they wind up dancing underwater, making awkward, usually bizarre dance moves, odd jumps and gyrations. But the effect is beautiful, and not long after that, Fiona's pregnant, with her belly expanding in just a couple of seconds. It's as if whatever conventional movies do, the fairy does the opposite. American movies are now populated by actors with hyper-developed bodies and faces that look right out of computer design. Dominique Abel is a skinny guy with stringy hair and an ordinary face that looks perpetually confused and astonished. And Fiona's a perfect counterpart. The real genius in The Fairy, though, is its visual conception. The foregrounds are full of the actors' irrational moves and organic and chaotic shapes, but the backgrounds are precise and rectilinear, like the abstract paintings of Mondrian in the teens or the early 20s films of Hans Richter. The backgrounds are spare and almost sterile. The rigid, vertical shapes of rectangular buildings juxtapose with horizontal rooftops, and then the counterpoint of flailing human beings. At one point, the police chase Fiona, who falls from the roof of the hotel, but very slowly. The cops run down the stairs, and you see Fiona framed by the rectangles of the windows at each landing. Her arms and legs claw at the air, and the effect of the contradiction between rigid and organic is stunning. What the fairy's getting at, I think, is the fundamental sense that life itself is irrational, that there's just no explaining it. Human beings can create environments that look rational and coherent. All those buildings in the city and the elegant smokestacks that punctuate the relation of sky and human endeavor. But what actual people do in these clean, rational environments is simply loony and also delightful and fascinating. The film reminds me of the work of the great French comic Jacques Tati. The comedy doesn't come from spoken jokes. It's based on the idea that when you watch people at life in the world, it has to be funny. I'm Howie Mofshevitz.